Learning tonight should be Ili Nishmas Chaya Bas Yehuda Leib Weller. Of course, this week's Parsha, we read about Yaakov Avinu running away to the house of Lavan. And we read about on the way how he sleeps in a certain place. And in that place he has a very famous dream. The Pasuk says, Vayachalom, he had a dream. Vihine sulam, there is a ladder. Sulam mutzav arza, virosha magia hashamayim. One end was on the ground, virosha magia hashamayim. Hashemayma, and the head of the ladder, the other side of the ladder, was reaching up into the sky. V'hinei malachei Elohim olim v'yardim bo, and angels of God were going up and going down bo on the ladder. So there are two interesting nuances in the pasuk which jump out at you immediately upon reading the pasuk. The first is the language of Arza. Vayachalom v'hinei sulam mutzav. Arza. Really, grammatically, it should be Vayachalom v'hinei sulam mutzav ba'aretz. The ladder is affixed, standing on the ground. Arza is usually le'aretz, to the land. You would say, I'm going to a specific place. You would say Arza. But over here, we're talking about where the ladder is standing. It should really be, as the Mefarshim point out, Vayachalom v'hinei sulam mutzav ba'aretz. Secondly, Virosha Magia Hashemaima Vihine Malachei Elokim Olim V'yardim Bo. As the Mefarshim point out, really, probably it would have been more accurate to say Malachei Elokim Yardim V'olim Bo. First, they're coming down from Shemayim, and then they go up. Why are we first saying Olim? They go up V'yardim. Rashi already refers to this nuance, and Rashi says, Olim v'yardim, don't think that they came down, then went up. Says Rashi, Olim t'chila, first they went up. That's why the pasuk is very meduyek. First they would go up, ve'acher kach yardim, and after they would go up, they came down. Malochim shelivu ba'aretz, ein yoitzin chutzal aretz, ve'olu rakiya, v'yardu malochei chutzal aretz levosa. They were changing of the guards. Those that had escorted him until now in Eretz Yisrael were leaving, were going up. And the others that were coming down in Chutz La'aretz were going down. And that is why the pasuk first says, Olim v'yardim, first go up and then come down. The Rashbam says, don't take it so seriously, the fact that it first says Olim, then yardim. Says the Rashbam, Lefi Apshat, he says, I know there's all sorts of drushes in Chazal about this, but Lefi Apshat, Ain Ladaktik, don't make such an inference from the Psukim, Bamesha Hikdim Oilim Liyardim. The first it talks about going up before it comes talking about that coming down. Shekain Derech Eretz, Ahaskir Aliyah, Kodim Yerida. He says that's the normal way to talk, that's the normal expression, so Rishbam is not bothered. But as we mentioned, Chazal are bothered, and Chazal give a different explanations. Perhaps one of the most fascinating explanations, one of the most central explanations to our thinking in Machsheves Yisrael comes from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmud Muvuk, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud Muvuk of the Vilna Gaon, in his magnum opus, Nefesh HaChaim, it deals with many different central ideas in Yahadus, in Yiddishkeit. And the first one that the Nefesh HaChaim develops at great length, at the beginning of Shar Aleph, there are four gates, there are four chapters to four main chapters, four sections, I should say, to the Nefesh HaChaim. In the first one, right at the beginning, the Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, develops the following idea, where he says as follows, what's the concept of Tzelem Elokim? We've heard this all the time. Man was created in the image of God. At the beginning of Bereshis, they were created B'Tzelem Elokim. What does it mean that man was created in the image of God? Does God have an image? Is it talking about the visual image that we would normally refer to when we say an image, referring to a vision of a specific? Does God have such a physical image? So he says, of course that's not what it means. What does it mean that man was created B'Tzelem Elokim? Explains of Chaim Volozhiner, perhaps one of the most fundamental ideas in all of Yahadus. He says, Elokim is a language of the all-powerful, Baal HaKochos Kulo. God is all-powerful. There's nothing that is beyond God. He could do anything at any moment. Just like God is all-powerful, God is telling us when it says that we are created, B'Tselem Elokim, He gave us, Kaviyachol, that power. The power that the Rebbeinu Shalom has to do anything, to affect anything, to manipulate anything, to be mechadish, to renew things as if Yesh Me'ayin. So He gave that a mashal, Me'ein, somewhat of some of that koach, He gave to man, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, came b'dimyon zeh kaviyachol, barahu yisbarach es ha'adam, v'hishlito arabe revavin kochos v'alomos ein misbar. God put man in charge of the world, that we have the yecholes, we have the capacity, we have the ability to affect the oylamos ha'elyon, and we have the ability to affect the entire world, from this physical world going up all the way through all the spiritual worlds. A man does something down here, a Jew does something down here, and his action, whether it be for the good, a maisa mitzvah, or for the bad, a maisa avera, has the ability to either build, be bona, or to be machrev, to destroy olamos elyonim, things in the higher world. It could affect everything. It has a ripple effect all the way from this lowest world, all the way up to, all through the olamos elyonim. It says in Chaim Volozhiner, that's an amazing thing. He says, "Mumasim biyado." The Rebbeinu Shem gave us his kayak, gave us the kayak that really he should have. Really, this should be the strength of the Rebbeinu Shem to be able to affect all these things. But he put it in the hands of man. Sheyehu hamedaber v'amanig. We affect how the world looks. We affect how history, the course of history, apikol prati tenuasa, based on our maisim, our actions, v'diburav, our speech, umachshavos of our thoughts. V'kol sidri hanhagosav hein leton hein lehepechat v'shav. Man, through his actions, through his speech, through his thoughts, has the capacity to affect everything, affect all the entire world, all the lamos ha'elyonim from the beginning of creation, the most spiritual worlds, all the way down into this world. Kei b'maisa v'dibur machshava satov hu mekayim v'nosin koach b'kama kochos elyonim elyonim akidoshim. We don't realize, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, what the effect is of our simple maisa mitzvah. We view it as a maisa mitzvah. How important is it? A maisa avera? We're listening to God. We're not listening to God. He says, no. Established in the very nature of the world is that those actions have ripple effects, influence the character of the world itself. It's as if we became, kaviyachol, Elokim. We have the capacity to create, to destroy. We have the capacity to influence in ways which should be well beyond humans. That's what it means that He created man, b'tselem Elokim. We have the yecholas to influence things in the nature that is godly, that only God should be able to influence. Umosvem kedusha ve'or kemoshe kosa ve'osim dveri b'ficha lintoa shamayim ulisa aras. So Chaim Volozhiner says elsewhere in Avos, he says, Da malim malim imcha. Know what's ahead of you, what's on top of you. Literally, know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is watching. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that's not how you read it. Da malim malim. You should know that what goes on above in the heavens, everything that happens, mimcha, is from you. It's based on your actions, based on your maise mitzvahs. All based on this idea. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, where was the Rebbeinu Shalom Megala this idea? Where did he reveal this idea to us that we have the influence over the entire world? That our actions influence the nature, the course of history. Our actions could influence the entire world. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this idea was revealed to Yaakov Avinu in this dream. This is the concept of the Sulam Mutzav Arza. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, V'hu inyin mara ha-sulam Mutzav Arza. V'lo omar Mutzav ba'aret. It doesn't say that it was Mutzav who was standing in the ground like it should say. It says Mutzav Arza. Ela Arza shepei rosho la'aret. U'mashma'o sherosh ikir sharsho b'shamayim mima'al. Umishonghu mishtaushal viyoreid adla oret yegia. Vuhu anishmas chayim shal adam. It's referring, the ladder is the neshama of the human being. The mashal of the ladder, the image that Yaakov saw was the neshama of the human being. That the neshama of the human being has connections all the way up on high to the highest world, and it has an influence. Whatever happens to your neshama, either through your mitzvahs or through your veras, could influence the entire world, everything that is connected to your neshama, all the way from the lowest world down here, all the way up to the Olamos Elyonim. That was what Yaakov Avinu was, that was the Giloy. That was what Yaakov Avinu was being told over here. Vayachalom vihine sulam mutzav arza v'rosho magia hashamayim vihine malachei elokim olim v'yardim bo. Why olim v'yardim? Because your actions is what sets what happens down here. You, we have to do a ma'aseh mitzvah, we do a ma'aseh avera, that kiviyachol gets sent up through the ladder of our soul all the way to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Based on what we do, that's how the Ribbono Shel Olam responds and affects history, affects what goes on during in the course of this world. That is the concept of Chaim V'Lajner develops based on this pasuk of Sulam Mutzav Arza. The Sulam is a mashal for our neshama, that our neshama could have an influence all the way Hashemaima up in the skies. That's what it means. The Gemara tells us that the Malachi Hashares in Mara Meseches Chulin, the Malachi Hashares, as they were coming up and down this ladder, the Malachi Hashares were looking at the Kisei HaKavod, and they say, we see a face on the Kisei HaKavod, but that face looks familiar. And then they would come down and they would see Yaakov Avinu. They say, it's the same face. And the Gemara says that they were jealous of Yaakov Avinu, that his face was on the Kisei HaKavod. What does that mean? Explains with Chaim V'Lajner, they were jealous of the influence that Yaakov Avinu had. Yaakov Avinu had influence like godly influence. He was Nivra, he was created, B'Tzelem Elokim. He could influence the course of nature, the course of history, in a way that the Malachi Hashareis couldn't. Because every action down here, every action, every mitzvah, every avera had an influence upon the entire world, upon all the Lamas Ha'el Yonim. That's the concept of Sulam Mutzav Arza. But of course we have to understand, why was this concept, this tremendously fundamental idea that's being revealed to Yaakov Avinu here, that the Jew has the power, has the influence over the entire world in a way which we cannot imagine, which we don't perceive, but which is told to us through Chazal that we do have. Why is that specifically told to us over here? Why is Yaakov right over here on his way to Lavan? That's where he gets this Gilui. So perhaps the idea is as follows. The Nefesh HaChaim himself points out that this idea, it comes very powerfully through, as we look through history. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, says, we think that who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? We think Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We think Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Says Reb Chaim V'Lajner, that's not the case. We destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was our Maisei Averas, our Averas, our destruction, our evil acts that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Our acts are the only acts that have the Yecholas, the capacity to change history, to change the course of nature. After we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in the spiritual sense, so who destroyed it in the physical sense? It was void of any spirituality. So Titus, Nebuchadnezzar, they were able to come and destroy, they were able to burn it down. But that's not a kunst, that's something simple. That was at that point it was just bricks, it was bricks and mortar. Who really destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Who turned the Beis HaMikdash from a spiritual edifice into just bricks and mortar? That was our destruction, that was our Maisei Averis that had the influence to change all the Lamas Ha'olyonim. So as Yaakov Avinu goes into Golos, and the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says that what were these Malachi Asharis going up and down, Yaakov Avinu was shown all the Golios that Klal Yisrael would see. He saw the Tsar of Bavel, he saw the Tsar of Paras, he saw the Tsar of Yavon, he saw the Tsar of Edom. Every Golos that Klal Yisrael would endure, Yaakov Avinu sees right now. He sees the image, he sees Klal Yisrael being subordinate, being subjugated to terrible Golosim throughout history. And you can imagine the Chalishas Adas that Yaakov Avinu has. So the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him this concept that Reb Chaim V'Lajner reveals to us over here. The Sulam Mutzav Arza says to Ribbono Shel Olam, don't think that they have any power over you. Who really decides the course of history? Who decides your destiny? It's only you, Klal Yisrael. Yes, they will have power over you if you become corrupt, if you affect history, affect the Olam HaSalyon through your Averis, so then they could destroy you. But don't think that they could destroy you without you first letting them. As Chaim V'Lajner says, Ke'alo Nebuchadnezzar v'titos lo asu b'maseyim. Those Goliaths that you will be subjugated to, the Goliaths of Edom, the Goliaths of Yavam, the Goliaths of Paras, don't think they'll have power over you against your will. It will all be up to you. It's up to you. Klal Yisrael are the only ones that have the capacity to affect all the Olamos HaElyonim, every single world, from the world down here all the way up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. All the course of history could only be influenced, says Reb Chaim V'Lajner, by those who enjoy the status of Tzelem Elokim. As the Psukim say that we were created, B'Tzelem Elokim, says Reb Chaim V'Lajner, we have the capacity to affect well beyond what we think. The person should be able to think about this. It's a deep concept. but it's something which empowers the individual to an extent which perhaps we don't think of very frequently. We have the power to affect everything. Every maisa mitzvah influences worlds well beyond what we're able to realize.